Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Aging Journey podcast, where we explore the strange and unusual experiences of growing up in time in various systems, as well as provide a safe space for diverse role players to explore aging and other lived experiences, unite diverse communities, and decrease social isolation through online gameplay. You can catch this game and other games just like it on our YouTube channel. Our socials and content warnings will be in the description of this video.
Enjoy the journey.
Welcome one, welcome all to the very first Mass Games here on the Aging Journey podcast. Part one of our two-parter series, Lost in the Mirrorverse. Now, before we dive into our action-packed, spine-tingling journey for region beyond, let's do an introductions of some of our players that I'll be playing as some of our especially young heroes today. Now, first we have none other than Normal here, Anne and Ray. The police taking in turns introducing who you are and what character you will be playing.
Hello, hello. I am not quite Normal, and I will be playing Adam Layton, also known as Afterthought.
Hello, hello. I copy your thing. Hi, I'm Don Lasagna, but although people usually call me Tom or Buffy, and I will be playing Charlie Vaskerbjorn, also known as Scrapclaw.
Hello, I'm Pan, and I will be playing Inky Cap, or otherwise known as Fungirl.
Greetings, true believers. I am Ray, and I will be playing as Lenny Larson, a.k.a. the Malleable Marvel Flexiboy.
Yeah, excellent. Now, before we begin, we will begin with a little tradition that I spread across multiple Mass games, in which we will start our comic by taking a look at the cover. Since this would be somewhat of an introduction with a little bit of our normal routine before the madness begins, I figured it would be appropriate for the cover to be in the front of a more casual area your little teenagers would be hanging out in. Maybe walking in front of the school. Let's take it in turns to see what your characters will be doing in this little scenario. What will the reader see when they see this cover?
So are we walking in front of a school? Or are we, walking in front of our hideout? What's the vibe?
Yeah. Basically, the cover is supposed to be, you four just chilling, walking out of school. Well, you would see a little bit of the facade of the school in the background of this cover.
Then if we're all walking out together, Inky Cap would probably be holding books and laughing about some weird thing that she read about in class today that she's like, that can't be real. That can't be a real thing that happens on Earth.
I've got a bit of an idea for a cover thing. We're all, walking out, walking past, a window. In our reflections, you can see us in costume.
Yeah.
That sounds perfect.
Pretty good. I think Lenny would probably be palling around, most likely joking with Charlie. Might even have the arm around their shoulder with the other arm stretched out like a selfie stick taking a picture.
I definitely think Adam's off just to the side of the group, still with the group, but he's got his collar up. He's got his hands in his pockets, just kind of sitting there. He's enjoying himself, so a little bit of a smile, but still feels a little out of place.
All right. And now that we have a good look at the cover of the very first printed issue from Aging Journey Comics, let's turn the page and set the mood. As we see a little splash panel of our legally distinct city of Petroit. As you will see our heroes who's hanging out in a small little private library. Very that doubles as a little bit of a hangout for our beloved Adam Layton. The time is sometime shortly after school, where all four of you would be just sort of hanging out in there. They're either waiting for something to happen or just enjoying the little quiet times between your hero escapades. Is there any things in particular that your characters would be doing in here?
Well, I think Adam would definitely be reading. He's just kind of off to the side, next to some of the bookshelves, sitting down in one of the chairs there and just reading a book.
Charlie's gonna be doing, like, little tech deck tricks off the books because he is bored.
And Inky is gonna be at the bookcase, like, trying to talk to the books because they used to be plants, she learned today. So she's trying to, like, communicate with them.
I think Lenny would be sitting sort of like in a little, you know, not necessarily conversation pit, but you know, that area where like they have all the armchairs sort of circled around. He'd be in one of those, scrolling through different socials absentmindedly while stretching out to kind of peek over Adam's shoulder to sort of like also read the book, just out of curiosity, checking in, seeing what he's reading.
I think it would be The Call of the Wild.
Solid choice.
It's a very good book.
Start interacting with each other if you like.
Adam, if it's called The Call of the Wild, why doesn't it talk to me?
Well, it's more about a dog becoming wild than trees being wild.
But trees are wild, aren't they?
Oh. Yes, they are.
Well, then why isn't this whole library just like growing all over the place? There's so many of these old trees in here.
Well, sometimes when a tree becomes a book, it changes, you know. It's different. It's not actually a tree anymore.
It's dead is what he's saying.
How long it was going to take before someone told her.
Okay, so yes, they aren't alive anymore.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry, trees.
Hey man, some of these trees have lived longer than any of us ever will live. They lived good lives, okay, kid?
It's true.
So many forests are gone now, though.
I can't exactly argue with that.
She's not wrong. We still have a lot of forests left.
Yeah. There's still some still there, yeah.
You should visit Alaska. It's beautiful. There's plenty of trees there.
Oh. How do we visit Alaska?
Usually in an airplane or if you can fly by flight.
My shoes earth glide.
How fast can you earth glide?
Oh, pretty fast. I'd say at least, like, as the crow flies.
You might want to take an airplane.
This must be a much bigger planet than I thought it was. From up in the sky, it just looks like a blue marble.
I mean, I could see that. It is very large.
I mean, it's what, like two-thirds blue?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it's mostly blue.
Well, I'm going to finish this chapter, if you don't mind.
How do we get superhero calls?
Well, I would say that there is at least a little TV, EV, and a cell phone reception in this little ill library of yours. So, I will also leave it up to you as if there is anybody who actively scouts out trouble in the city, or if you just jump on whatever trouble you just walk right past by.
I would think that Lenny definitely kind of tries to keep an eye on things like that. It's actually the majority of what he's doing whenever like he's scrolling through his phone is he's kind of like seeing, like checking news, checking like any like videos or if there's anybody posting about any sort of events that would warrant a superhero's attention.
Yes. I would say that it would set up that this whole time when you were here, there was like this TV at low volume that for a while somebody just slipped on this weird ear soap opera that takes place in space. He's called the Astronaut and the Nebulan. But eventually, the show sort of stops and you get like this breaking news report. We come with breaking news that there has been an absolute avalanche of reports of various individuals, both civilian and supers, that have started to mysteriously disappear. Some people who seem to notice some kind of shadowy figure, but there are no actual concrete reports or any patterns regarding these disappearances. Okay, here in Petroid News, we will still keep you up with current updates. And, well, Lenny, around the same time, you do start to see various posts just blare up about people talking about someone close they know start to disappear here. And it is leaving a few extra people just crawling around making a little bit more of a mess than usual in the street just outside your library.
Is this like they're just like full vanished, or are we like, you know, you said the process of disappearing, like are people like fading out, or like just here one minute gone the next? Interesting. Okay. Hey guys, you're seeing this too, right? You heard of this? People disappearing recently?
Wait, what do you mean?
I mean, it's blowing up. It's all over social media. People, like, just post after post after post. People saying that, you know, that folks are just not there anymore.
Is it like an eating, a fading away, or is it more disappearance?
From what I can guess, just sort of like a disappearance thing, because whatever it is, there's a lot of really confused people. And not a whole lot of answers, it seems.
Should we find the missing people? Or are they like the dead plants? They just go in the ground?
No. This is a little different than the dead plants.
I hope it is.
That's true, yeah. I mean, dead people do tend to go in the ground, but that's like after, like, hopefully a long life.
Usually they're found. You don't know if
these people are dead.
Yeah. Let's change the topic. But disappearances is not usually a good thing.
Bad. Okay. Well, where do people normally hide? Bunch of mice go missing, maybe they're underneath the ground in like a tunnel or something.
Is there a place in Petroid where people usually hide or disappear?
I mean, Petroid's a big city.
Do I have any records, DM, of anything like this happening in the past in this library? I assume I have, like, a criminal history section.
Usually when this sort of thing happens, they are usually very quick to pick on up on some kind of notable supervillain or villain or alien or whatever crazy thing that's causing the sort of thing. You haven't really found a case when you have this many people disappear without any obvious big trace.
This seems like an oddity. Usually we know what's going on for disappearances. Usually it's like Devastator Man is kidnapping people again, or something like that.
Well, yeah, where do you start looking for missing people that don't leave any trace?
Guess we just get out there and look, see if we can find any calling cards or any kind of clue, anything left behind.
Are they disappearing in big groups, or are they one at a time disappearing?
That's an excellent question. GM, do I get any sort of sense from that, from the different posts, or what are some context clues I could glean?
The thing is, if you look, I would say If you want to find any real specifics, I would recommend you roll Assess the Situation.
Excellent. I believe there's a situation that needs assessing.
Roll Superior.
Let me hold on a second. Let me check what my Superior is. Excellent. Okay. And whoops. If I can get the dice bot to actually work with me.
Second.
Oh, there it is.
All right. Good. That's an 11. You may ask two of the five questions. What here can I use to blank? What here is the biggest threat? What here is in the greatest danger? Who here is the most vulnerable to me? And how could we best end this quickly?
Yes, I would like to go ahead and start with what here can I use to ascertain more details on the disappearances? For instance, like to best answer Inky's question, what evidence can I find?
Through your high-class social media deductions, you know that most of the disappearances tend to happen on around major streets, like New Block Square. There.
Hey, and how could we best end this quickly?
If you happen to believe in a little strange things. Things. A few of the social media posts seem to point out a strange looking, almost like a shadow that seems to appear seconds before each disappearance. If you can find find an occurrence of the shadow, you might find a way to figure out what is going on here.
Right. Excellent. With that, I think, yeah, we see a couple of panels of like Lenny scrolling through posts and eventually notices the cross thread of like in the background, almost like the photographic evidence of a cryptid, sort of like there's a shadow kind of peeking around somewhere in the background of these shots, like zeroes in on that. And his curiosity is piqued and he's looking for it. You see him going through shots and finding more and more of that shadow. And then you turn to the others and say, hey, I might have a lead.
Ooh, what is it?
You guys seeing this really creepy looking shadow thing? It's in all of these shots and gotta be related, right? I mean, am I crazy?
I mean, things disappear in the shadows. So that makes sense to me that the people would disappear into shadows.
It's kind of what I'm thinking.
So maybe you said that everyone's disappearing on big main roads. Maybe we should go to, like, the center of town or something to find this shadow?
I think that's a great place to start, at least. We could hopefully find something that leads us into the next direction. Maybe we'll get lucky.
We should be very careful. Terrible things lurk in shadows. It wouldn't do to be disappearing ourselves.
Good point.
That's true. But also, mushrooms grow in shadows, and they're lovely.
And raccoons also hide in shadows.
Ooh, I like raccoons. They're so angry.
Excellent. Sounds like half the team has home field advantage in the shadows. I feel good about this.
Just be careful.
Right. As you walk towards the closest major intersection, that most residents see, escape the name of New Block Square. Well, you don't obviously see a shadow yet, but you do see two young-looking powered fellows starting to cause a little bit of a ruckus out here.
Did you say they were powered fellows? Like they're other superheroes?
Well, you're not quite sure if they're heroes or villains, but they do. But one of them seems to be running around real fast, and the other one seems to be flying. That's what you can gather from the distance you guys are in right now.
Can I try to calm them down using my spores? Like, I just want to shoot them with my spores and make them go, oh, never mind, I forgot what I was angry about.
Well, since you do sort of see them, if your spores can reach a long range, and I'd probably call for an Unleash Your Powers roll. Roll with
okay.
Freak.
Yay. I like Freak.
Freak is good.
I want to do these ones. I got a 3 and a 2 plus 2, which is 7.
You just
7.
Barely made it with that.
Ooh.
Though, since you only rolled a 7, before I tell you what happens, either you let me tell you how it's the effect is unstable or temporary, or you can have it work flawlessly, but I would have to have you mark a condition. Pick your poison.
It could work temporarily. I'm just trying to calm it down for a second so we can figure out what's going on.
Yeah, just de-escalate things for now.
Yeah, I would. And so we are treated towards a big old splash panel as we see almost like a long rod of these little spores just grow around the sides of like these big old buildings and reach these two little thing, the little hero, little supers. There's kerfuffles. They start to calm down just for a little bit as the two start to be grounded. But you can already see the spores already shrink a little bit, so you know you don't have much time before or they start or messing around with it again. I'd be very quick to, like, if you want to interact with these two, if I were you.
Quick, let's go talk to them.
All right.
As you walk close.
Hello. Sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. As you walk closer, you see the one that was flying is a woman that's woman that roughly a teenager that's wearing like this overly sparkly, arkly dress with tutu with the initials PP on her chest, and the other guy being like this baggy hoodie, tight jeans, almost rebellious looking boy carrying a few spray cans on his back. Heck. And while those two are calmed down for now thanks to the spores, you still get a sense that these two don't really like each other. Other, just on the looks of their faces.
Hello, new friends. I think we should all be calm and maybe talk about what's going on. Is everybody okay? What's the problem, everybody?
The woman in the dress says, look, my father disappeared somewhere around here. I'm trying to both figure out where he's been as well as try to save as many people as I can in his absence until this absolute dork just comes around here spraying all of his graffiti all over the place and gets all angry when I try to clean it up. Yeah. And the guy next to him just responds with, clean up? Look, I was trying to send my message to the people. All you ever do is just wailing around in your little dress and try to bolster your social media presence. And
well, my dear friends, one of you is making beautiful art pieces, and the other one is trying to find a missing person. I feel like we should put aside this difference and work together to find missing people. There's more than just one person missing. Don't you think we should work together?
Yeah, the two of them look almost have like a funny look on you, but they are willing to listen for a little bit. I would say if you really want to persuade them, aid them, roll comfort or support.
Okay, comfort.
Yeah, you roll with mundane for that one.
Mundane, okay. Let's see this. Ooh, a 6 and a 5. That is 11.
Very nice. Alright, since nobody has any conditions, in your reward for scoring in double digits is adding an extra team to the pool, which is handy for when combat starts.
Nice.
Very nice.
And I will also give you a potential. No point. For now, these two, while to just sort of leave out a big sigh and saying, alright, yes, since the it's if I have any hope of finding my father, I suppose I'm gonna have to make a little truce with Graffiti Boy for now. Hey, the name's Street Streaker. Eek, remember that. All right.
Oh dear, I think I would have just stuck with Graffiti Boy.
Look, I'm don't really focus on names. I'm just here to make pieces and. He says, and just show what people what's up. But you're vandalizing. Shut up.
Does either of how. When. Where was the last time you saw your father? Like, what. Do you know how he went missing?
I barely got a glimpse. I just. Remember, the last thing I saw with my father's presence is that. Since. Is like. Seeing. you know, like this shadow show up on like this one of the tall buildings up here, as you can start to see her look around now and trying to point towards like the towards one of the skyscrapers. But little does she know that that among the shadows above of her and Street Streaker, you start to notice another one just there.
Like, and it's not being cast by any of the rest of us either, right?
Yeah, since it's, I'm not going to have you roll for this one, since you can very obviously see that since the street is unusually empty, you cannot find anybody, Eddie, that this shadow seems to belong to. And in fact, this shadow is starting to get rapidly bigger.
Does anyone have like a flashlight on them or something?
No. Mushrooms don't like light.
But wait, you see something?
Was it something like that?
So this one tries to run, but then you see like the shadow start to form like a hand around her and start to grab her. Oh.
Whoa.
Oh no.
I would like to try to defend.
I too would like to try and attack the shadow, I guess.
Well, I would resolve the defend roll first.
This one, I'm just rolling flat.
Savior. Oh, no. For to roll defend, defend is a move where you roll with savior.
Ooh. Yeah, and my savior is a zero. Alas, I got a five.
Bummer.
But at least that's potential.
Well, seems like you got out of the way, and with the shadow's other hand, now that shadow seems to grab you. Oh.
Who did it grab?
It grabbed Flexi Boy.
I would like to place my hand on, because you said it looked like a hand, right? I'd like to put my hand on top of it and grab it and try and use vitality absorption. If it's anything like an organic being.
But the thing is the way, with that hand and still looking and passing through like shadow, yet despite having like grip, this isn't like any other normal person or animal.
Do I sense intelligence in it? Is it thinking?
You sense some degree of thought, but it feels more like almost like an odd extension of some bizarre thing rather than its own fully independent thinker.
Can I try to use memory manipulation to dig a deep and see if I can gather any clues about where it's from? Or who's controlling it?
I will allow this.
So I'll continue to have my hand on the shadow and then just like close my eyes and feel a pulse in my brain as I try to absorb some of the memory from it.
I would say roll to unleash your powers.
Okay, and is that just 2d6?
All rolls in this game are 2d6. Unleash your powers is roll plus freak.
Ooh, right. Oh, that's not correct. Not use the dice roller here in a hot second. There we go. 7 plus freak is 8.
Alright, much like the last use, you either mark a condition, or I will tell you how the effect is unstable or temporary.
Ooh, can we make it unstable?
Oh, I was kind of hoping you'd say that, actually. Like, you see, your mind is almost like blinking in almost all these visions. You see almost like unnatural stars, then you see a warping of cosmic energy, then you hear a bunch of weird swirls, then you hear like several different kinds of almost like white noise. Then you almost get a glimpse of almost like a face that feels like something you should know, but you just can't put your finger on it, and it sort of cycles between all these crazy things, just causing you to almost lose touch of where you actually are until you take your hand off this shadow hand, if it's even possible.
I think Adam just starts to slump to the ground as he tries to take his hand off, if he's even able to.
If I see him slump to the ground, I'm going to try and pull him away from the shadow.
Hey, we'll let you do that, but the problem is that both your little sparkly female friend and Flexi Boy are still being gripped on, and now the shadow is actively trying to drag them away.
Um, Can I try to use one of my telepathy mind blasts on it to try and dissipate the shadow?
Well, the thing is since it's a shadow, I would say you would have a little hard time finding its mind compared to any other normal Earth creature.
Fair. All my other things are plant-related, which I also don't think will affect a shadow.
All my things are punching-related. I can't punch a shadow.
You can absolutely shadowbox.
I was gonna say, I've heard of shadowboxing, but this is ridiculous.
Oh, poor Flexi boy. As your friends are struggling to need to figure out what to do, as none of their powers seem to affect weird cosmic shadows, you and this woman are just being dragged away. It's very quickly with you just being whisked for the city street, and if you look around, the shadow, and peek over your shoulder just a little bit, the shadow seems to start to pour into like this old abandoned magic shop.
Can we follow it, those of us that aren't being grappled by it?
Yeah. Well, yes, you can see where the shadow is going. Oh, so feel free to give chase.
I would like to give chase.
Is Adam being dragged along, or am I able to chase it? I don't know.
Yeah, you did take your hand off this thing.
Okay, good.
I have my earth gliding shoes so I can go really fast. I could probably pick up one other person to go really fast with.
I'll do that, although I don't have... otherwise I'm going to be running along, just on the ground.
Cool.
I have superhuman strength and speed, so I'll be able to keep up.
Okay, I pick up Scrap Claw, and we race after the shadow.
Be very careful, it's more than just a shadow.
But it doesn't have a mind!
It's connected to something.
Well, let's go find the something.
Flexible would probably shout out, "It's connected to me!"
I can't hit it.
Frantically lashes out, trying to like grab at things to use as anchor points, but also careful not to allow the momentum of the shadows to make his arms whip around and potentially endanger people.
So, as we see a whole 2-page spread of this shadow dragging, kicking these two poor people, old people, people whizzing by between the buildings with the rest of our heroes. It was very quick on its tail. It all ends with you guys entering the dusty interior here of a magic shop that has been shuttered out of operation for over 40 years, with almost everything being dusted, rotted, odded, and smells funny, except for this strange, out-of-place, clean-looking mirror. And the shadow... as well as the two poor people it's dragging along with, are just sort of pulled through this mirror, leaving behind almost like a weird ripple effect in the glass.
Well, should we go in the mirror?
I don't know. Y'all ever see Sorcerer's Apprentice? That mirror kind of stuff?
I don't remember it.
It's a good movie, you should give it another try.
Perhaps I will. If this is like a portal to somewhere else, we need to be very careful. Things aren't friendly, lurk on the other sides of portals.
That's fair. But I don't think we really have a choice if we want to save Flexi Boy hopping into the mirror.
I'm running in right after.
I'll recite a few lines from Call of the Wild and calm my nerves and then step through.
Well, as the last of you step for this mirror... your feet almost arrive on all of you on your own, an individual piece of almost broken glass, which both it and a few other pieces of the shattered glass seem to be the only tangible objects that you can in touch or step on, as they seem to float and whiz by this massive, nearly infinite purple and blue. And blue cosmic starscape. As you can slowly see a bunch of other shadows, those tossed people through small, ripped open holes before they close up up to not be seen again. You do see your shadow, Owen Flexi Boy, and this poor little woman. Omen, and still being whisked through this seemingly vast, cold and old and cosmic place. And you can feel, can almost feel like odd sensations of of memories of ease that are not your own feeling of where you remember last remember the spring breeze feeling in your hair.
Can we chase after the hand, or is there not like ground for us to walk on?
You can walk through the pieces of broken glass. Last, though, at this point, be prepared for the shadows to start to notice you yet once again. As you walk, so yeah, I'm assuming y'all are running directly towards it, so I would say that now that you're in this bizarre place, when you walk close to the shadows, these look a bit more three-dimensional. They still don't look like a proper full-on person, but they do look a little bit more than just a shadow now.
So are all the shadows as one piece, like one person, and the hand is just holding Flexi Boy and the other girl? Or is it like there's multiple shadows holding multiple people now?
Yeah, there are multiple identical looking shadows holding people as far as the eye can see, really.
Oh.
Have you ever seen anything like this when you were traveling here?
I don't think so. I was just in my little ship flying across endless, vast, quiet space. I don't remember seeing an entire shadow army. I guess I want to call out to the shadow army? Maybe telepathically? And just be kind of like, excuse us, but you're taking people from the material world and bringing them here, and they have families and things they would like to go back to. Is there a reason that you need friends?
You see, well, the closest thing the shadow has to a head, turn around, and you see two large, bright purple circles in place of that almost look like eyes. And you can hear a voice in all of your minds saying, these is people. Some are worthy to return, some are not. It is our job to sort which is which.
Is Flexi Boy bad? Why would it take Flexi Boy?
Flexi Boy.
It is not about what you consider good or evil. It's about, but rather, if they have the strength to do much of anything, or if they will just cower in fear.
Who appointed you judge of whether people are strong or not? Why do you decide?
I am not the judge. Just his assistant. You may meet him if you all pass your trials.
Trial?
What we bring him here, what we bring everyone here, is to face their own trial, to see if they have the strength to survive, or if they simply break.
But, I mean, if you need strong people to do a thing, why don't you just, like, ask for some help? Everybody needs help sometime.
You are quite the optimist. The thing, nobody ever tells the truth about these things.
To include you?
Include me? I am hardly but a me. I am a projection, so to speak. All I exist is to escort people to their trials. As you see this shadow just throw the woman right through this ripped open little hole on the cosmics with her screaming through it. Will you just watch as she is just thrown into this almost like little wormhole, or will you or are you both heroic and or dumb enough to follow her through?
Are we even close enough?
Yeah.
To the where they're throwing people through rifts?
Yeah, I would say the shadow and the people is holding are right in front of you, and this little wormhole is almost like a small, all casual skip away, really.
Mm.
I know I would like to try to unleash my powers and escape the grip if I can.
Alright, I'll let you roll it.
Is there a way I can help him do that to make it easier for him?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean... Yeah, you can spend our one team point to give him a plus one.
Ooh, is this the time? Oh. We do it now?
I mean, if we want to stay together, probably.
Okay, I
rolled a 7, so you can hold on to it for now.
So yeah, well, effect means temporarily airy wouldn't make any sense. So do you want some form of unstability or mark a condition?
I believe I'm going to mark a condition, and I think Flexiboy has heard enough to be efficiently afraid of this area.
And so...
That's fair.
So may I ask the question again? Are you going to sit around and wait for this shadow to escort you to your own trial? Or are you going to be risky and go save this woman from her own trial?
I mean, I want to attack the shadow and try and free our friend.
I think Flexiboy just freed himself, right?
Yeah, so basically, like, through struggling and wriggling and, like, contracting himself, he loosened the grip just enough to sort of, like, stretch through fingers of the hand, and probably did like laced his fingers together to make like a big hand parachute to use the drag to pull him out a little bit more, gaining ground on this weird broken glass terrain, and just kind of like gasping and panting and freaking out probably a healthy amount as he sort of comes to. And would definitely, if it looks like it's one of those sort of split decision things, he would absolutely try to reach out and save someone from being thrown into a portal if no one else does, or if everyone else does. Regardless, he would try.
So, how about the rest of you?
I am going to try and tackle the shadow and see if I can just get it away from my allies here.
I was going to try to, like, grow something over the hole before she entered it.
The thing is, the shadow already tossed her through.
Uh-oh.
Well, yeah, maybe attack the shadow would be better then. Because there's like hundreds of people here, right? All going in different portals?
Mm. Yes, affirmative.
Well, if we can stop the courier, maybe we can keep anyone else from getting thrown in.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea, Adam.
There are near countless of us. Stopping me would not really slow us down, really.
Well, one's worth a start. I will jump at the shadow and try just do a nice little right cross to the face.
Nice.
Well, since you all are fighting this thing as a team, before we continue this fight, let's add some questions so we can give yourself some nice team points, all right? Right? Nice.
Yeah.
Who is the leader?
What a great question.
I mean,
that is a great question. I feel like it's afterthought.
Yeah.
I would say I'm just the most, I don't know, never mind. I'm not probably not the most impulsive. That was going to say, but maybe not.
Oops.
Not the most impulsive, but you are the one currently throwing the punch, and so we're behind you.
Excellent.
Everybody has the same purpose, so add a team. Does anybody mistrust Afterthought in any way?
Nope.
No.
Do any of you feel ill-prepared or off-balance?
Oh, I feel ill-prepared.
Yeah.
I'm definitely off-balance. There's not, like, this. There's no earth here, so there's nothing to, like, dig into.
Basically, according to the team, got the plus one team, but then I lost it. So anyway, resuming back to our first potential landing blow. That sounds like a directly engage a threat roll. which is that's roll with danger.
Marvelous. 2d6. 7 plus 2 is 9.
Pick one. Resist or avoid blows, take something from them, create an ally, or impress slash surprise or frighten the opposition.
That's impress slash surprise, or in my case, frighten the opposition.
Well, how are you going to do it?
So, as I jump forward to punch them right in the face, I crack open the door in my mind just a little bit and let some of the shadows out. Or should I say, suck some of the shadows in. So as I land my fist, it just kind of starts to absorb whatever vitality the shadow has. And I don't know how this the shadow feels about this, but I'm eating it right now.
Interesting. I would say that you do successfully suck this particular shadow up, but yet this particular goes around feels a lot odder than compared to other times you've used this power. Like, it almost feels like there's like a small loop going on in your head in a way.
I don't like that.
And after doing that, you'd still see sort of still like a, almost like a black remnant it go through out of you. And you know, that's not how your absorption power usually is supposed to work.
Things just kind of disappear.
Yeah. And while you do this, the last thing you all hear before any of this happens is saying, hey, you can't really deny this much longer. Your trials, Ills, are almost about to begin.
I just think that's really rude to do that without asking people first.
And so, the three... Scrapclaw. Upon hearing that, the glass you're all standing on is starting to break with Scrapclaw standing on it specifically, while also Scrapclaw is starting to feel a bizarre headache really start to form. And start to feel a slight drag.
Like he's getting dragged away, or just like it's like fuzzing out, like the world is fuzzing out or something.
He is getting dragged away.
Oh no.
And the thing is, this headache starts to, starting to feel almost stronger. It's starting to feel like instead of a shadow being pulling someone by the leg, something is pulling him through his mind.
Do we see this happening?
Yes, you all see your friend almost with his eyes starting to glow as something is starting to pull him off of the glass you're all standing in, as with another little pocket start to open up behind him.
I'm gonna try to reach out with my mind powers and try and keep his mind here. Just like throw him a mental lasso or something to keep him from getting dragged away. Or at least to drag us with him.
I was about to say, I will reach out with my stretchy powers and throw a rubber lasso for a very similar thought process.
Now, the thing is, this pull is a lot stronger than the other one. So, if you would like to get his mind a bit straight while this is happening, I'll let you roll for it. But if you try to pull him out, this force is only going to pull guys right back to him. Yeah.
Oh yeah, like I imagine it's just for the full disclosure. I don't suspect it will be enough to save him from the portal, but it is a convenient and dramatic shot.
Yeah,
it's like this. Yeah. It's a panel of the dramatic shot of the team trying to help him. The reader totally knows that we're all going into that portal as well, but it's for the narrative. This is the team dramatically trying to save them.
So yeah.
Yeah.
I would say there's like a series of panels, with the first one being in your team trying to save them, but with the next one, with you being pulled and whooshed right through this multicolored vortex, with the very center, almost entirely center, with Scrapclaw's mind, as you just hear all these strains and sensations you felt in Mirrorverse going, full blast, almost sensory overload. But then, when the motion starts to slow down, you start to see all this start to calm down, slowly surrounding Scrapclaw, as you start to feel floors, walls, all sounds, and all such start to form around him that would form all around you. As you will see, almost towering, yet sparsely detailed, buildings, the height of skyscrapers surround you all in nothing more than shades of gray.
Oh, it looks like home.
This is not home.
As close as we're going to get for a while.
My home. At least where I live in the Inky Cap, colony, we don't have a lot of color.
Our planet must be very different for you then.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, I like Earth a lot. It's so bright.
Well.
Do we see Scrapclaw?
Yes, you all see Scrapclaw.
Here with us?
Scrapclaw is here with you. You're all there. In fact, when you look at him and all of you, you start to notice that your color is gone. Like, it may not be much of a difference for Inky Cap, but now everything, from looking at your own hands, to the buildings, to whatever else is in here, everything is completely monochrome.
Ooh, are we in one of those old movies? The ones that you have to have that little weird box to watch?
I'm not sure what you're talking about.
You know, they talk like this. Yeah, there was a dark night in New York City, and she was coming in the rain. And one day, I'll solve that murder. Those movies, you know. The real old
noir films.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want a cool hat.
I mean, your hair's kind of like a cool hat.
I want the detective hat on top of my head. It's a bit of a hat on a hat situation, but we're black and white. Are we supposed to be learning something from this place?
Well,
if what the shadows were saying is any indication, I think Scrapclaw is supposed to learn something about this place.
Oh, Scrapclaw, do you not like this place?
It's very placid.
Is there any noises?
Certainly an adjective.
There's just not a lot going on here. You can kind of see I'm like, kind of, my fingers are kind of like moving. I'm kind of stimming to myself like, wow, this is really freaking boring.
Yeah. In fact, as you say that, you do see almost like a large group of people who almost walk past you. They all are wearing the fedora that Flexiger, that one girl wants, as well as all the same trench coat, and all the same monochrome skin tones, and all walk the same way, and all make the same exact sound, and not a single one has anything that stands out from the rest of them.
Ooh, can I pick one of the hats off their heads?
If you try to reach for their hats, that's, you can't really take them off.
Aww.
Oh, no.
Guys, it's part of their heads like my cap is. Oh, I wonder if they're mushrooms. I'm going to try and talk to them telepathically.
They all sort of turn to you, but none of them have faces.
Unsettling.
Oh, okay.
At least I pretend to have a face.
Wait,
you do a very good job.
Wait, what?
Thank you. Well, I grow it so that it kind of looks like a face, but I don't need this. This is mostly for you guys.
Like I've seen you
eat.
It's very appreciated. I appreciate you, extending that courtesy to make us comfortable.
You're welcome. I learned when I landed on Earth, having a face is like the equivalent of wearing underpants for
people.
Also,
if anything, I'd say more so, if anything.
More so, yeah. People don't like no faces.
I mean, I'm certainly not enjoying any of this around us, so yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of, I've been meaning to ask, are you doing all right so far? like you, you know, I mean, I guess it's all right as one can be when thrown into a weird neo-noir hellscape nightmare world.
I mean, nothing is actively attacking us. Yeah, so.
Well, there's that.
Well, they don't show any signs of direct aggression, but when they stop, quote unquote, looking at you, is that the word? They start to sort of like slightly push you as any major city crowd theoretically would, all heading towards the same direction of that one long path where everybody goes. Nobody takes any unique routes, nor do you even see any other place you can go, just a near infinite pathway with the same aim. Almost detail-free skyscrapers and various shades of gray.
This is weird.
I guess we should probably have a look around, or at least should we follow the path? I mean, well, Charlie,
I get where you're coming from, but I feel like if we were to have a look around, I think every city block is going to look pretty much just like this.
Yep.
Fair. They like don't it. Have faces. It, Why would they make it different?
It does seem to be theme. So. I guess we follow the crowd, when in Rome kind of situation, try to figure out where everybody's heading. Maybe there'll be answers.
Yeah, what are they even doing?
As you walk further, you don't feel like you're going anywhere specific. It just feels like you're just seeing the same buildings over and over. It's getting almost more monotonous. Though, in Scrapclaw, as you just mindlessly walk forward like everyone else is doing, you start to feel a funny feeling on your face.
Oh, no, 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 no. Is it still there?
Is his face still there?
Yeah. Yeah, as for the rest of you, you start to see his facial features almost very slowly fade away.
Oh, no.
That is not good.
Let's get out of the crowd.
Yeah.
Let's try and get to a building.
Let's immediately stop walking and see if that helps.
Yeah. Stopping walking.
I agree. Let's get out of the
crowd. Yeah, stop walking does tend to stop this effect, but it does not undo the fadingness. It's right. Now stuck where it is.
That's not good at all.
Can you still see us? And like,
can I?
Yeah, you can still see. It's just us, the fact that you're just losing a bit more of your unique spark.
No.
Oh, no, 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 no.
That is scary.
In fact, I'm going to have you take a condition as the fading of your face is starting to chip at you.
I mean, that's not good at all.
You have a specific condition in mind, or?
Yeah, whatever feels the most appropriate.
I would say hopeless.
Yeah, no. That checks.
Can I use one of my moves called the best of them?
Oh.
When you comfort or support someone by telling them how they exemplify the best parts of Earth, roll plus freak instead of mundane.
Yeah, sounds brilliant. Shoot.
Okay. Scrapclaw, I know you're in there, and you are so brave and amazing, and you're one of the team, and you tell me all about the things on Earth when everybody else doesn't explain to me any of the things, and nobody else could ever explain the way you do, because you explain all the things with such excitement, and you're so proud to tell me all about your planet, and that's why you're part of the greatest place on Earth, and I love you, and don't die! And I'm gonna roll freak, which is plus two. Yeah, that's 9 plus 2, which is 11.
Right.
Ooh.
That's pretty huge.
That's pretty good.
Alright. Hey, Claudette, Ed, you can either clear your condition, mark potential shift if labels. And since Fungirl does not have a condition, that would also add your team point back. Point in there.
Hey!
Team!
So yeah, what would you want to do?
Well, I think I'm just going to immediately get rid of that condition.
Yeah, as you do that, you do temporarily feel your eyes fade back in, but they don't feel like they're gonna stay that way.
Gotta figure out how to make you believe that you're you all of the time. Maybe?
Do you have any idea what this could be about?
I can still speak, though, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. It's just so boring, you know? And I don't want to be... I want to be here, you know? I mean, freaking...
Wait, do you mean you don't want to be boring, Scrapclaw?
I don't want to be boring. I don't want to be, you know, just another face in a crowd. I don't want to be forgotten. I don't want to...
Hello, Scrapclaw. You're our friend. We'll never forget you.
Thank you. But, and just kind of very much shrinks to himself in that moment.
Lenny would probably carefully and like reassuringly put a hand on her shoulder and say, like, dude, like, we've known each other for some time now. We've gone on some pretty amazing adventures, and you and I have done some pretty wild stuff together. I would say, for what it's worth, from my perspective, you are anything but boring. You're probably one of the raddest guys I've ever hung out with.
Really?
Yes!
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, you guys just have all these cool powers and stuff, and I put on a raccoon mask and punch people, and that's not, you know, that's not really as cool.
No, but you learned how to do that.
You put on a mask and punch people, and you still routinely can, like, hang with us. And sometimes I've seen you outshine us, at least me. So, yeah, that's pretty extreme. That's pretty awesome.
Thanks. Whenever I look on the news and they talk about what we did, I'm always, you know, it's always... And then Scrapclaw was there, you know?
I get that. I could see how it feels that way a lot of the times. And, you know, that's sort of like, you know, before I could do what I could do back when, you know, when I was sick, it kind of felt that way a lot too. And, you know, how I would always watch the news or read comics and look up to people, like look up to these superheroes running around and think, man, like they're... You know, that they're so cool. I wish I could do like stuff like they can. And now, like, we're here, you and me here together, side by side on the same team. Like, we overcame a lot to be here. And that takes someone who is 100% undoubtedly not boring.
Okay.
Scrap, look, you're going to be remembered for things that I never will be. You may not have powers in the same way that we do, but at least you'll be remembered for helping people. My powers are cool, but I only hurt people. That's what I do. You'll be remembered for much more than that.
And even things that aren't remembered doesn't mean they're not important. Like the library. It's full of trees that nobody remembers are trees. But they're still important. Those trees gave something important to the world.
Yeah. No, you're right. Okay. I'm going to kind of stand up and just kind of brush myself off. You know, what do you guys think we need to do here?
Well, it's dull and monotonous here. I guess we could add some color to this place. We already do just by being here.
Though it will be nice to get my high-vis safety orange back. Kind of my whole branding. I think what we do next is Scrapclaw, I think, is what you do best, and that is find your own way.
Okay. Can I roll to, like, assess the situation?
Sure.
Okay. We're allowed to use physical dice?
Yes.
As long as we're, you know, yep.
Remember, 2d6 for all rolls.
All rolls.
8 plus or minus. What was it? Superior for... Assess the situation?
It's...
Yeah, plus zero. Yes. So that would be plus zero. So it would be an 8.
Ask one.
Excellent.
On what here can I use to blank? What here is the biggest threat? What here is the greatest danger? Who here is the most vulnerable to me? How can we best end this quickly?
I guess how can we best end this quickly?
Well, all I give you as a hint is that with all of the crowd just walking right behind your ears, you do hear very softly thinking, saying the same exact thing. Walk the road. Don't touch the walls. Walk the road. Don't touch the walls. Walk the road. Don't touch the walls.
Okay. And I'm gonna stand up, and I'm gonna walk that damn road.
Oh, I mean, it didn't work out for you the last time.
Well, maybe that's what I'm supposed to do, you know? Walk that road and be okay with whatever happens. Or maybe I'll just fade into nothing. I don't know, man.
If this doesn't work, you could always try the opposite of whatever they say. Maybe it's about being yourself.
Yeah, be weird.
Really, it's up to you. I think this is for you.
Yeah, I know. Oh, God. Oh, you make a good point. Because maybe the test is, you know, learning to be okay with being boring and, you know, learning that sometimes that happens. Or maybe it's do your best to not be boring. Okay. So, they're all walking in a straight line, or all walking in the same direction the exact same way, right?
Yes.
Well, I mean, it's telling me to walk the road. Didn't say which way to walk. I'm gonna head in the opposite direction of where they're going. Oh,
well, when you turn around...
And I'm gonna do it skipping!
Yes, in fact, with each more weird thing you do, it starts to increase, like, a mark on each step. What turns to be just the white little markings on the road turn yellow. And when you start skipping, you start to see small things on the sidewalk starting to see hues of almost like blue and green of grass.
Okay, I think this is working. It's working. I'm gonna start doing like some sort of weird like cheer routine of various, you know, tumbling tricks and stuff like that, like back handsprings and all that stuff.
It just keeps going with each new trick. It's just causing a bigger and bigger, almost like a paint splatter, and it's starting to cover up the big buildings as you start to see stuff like windows and bricks and signs. And the various trench coats are starting to change to different colors for some of these people.
Ooh, so pretty!
And then I guess I'll just keep doing that stuff and, you know, making noise and having a real big session of stomp out here, you know, like the stage show?
Yes.
It just keeps going and going, and even the sky is starting to turn blue again, and it all reaches all the way up to the sun, and it's almost like this whoosh, as now you see this city just change a bit, where there's like multiple directions, there's actual variety now, you know, now there's full color, and all of this is here for just one brief moment before it all just sort of dissipates into that same starry, infinite cosmic space that you were before you got sucked up to this place. And
you did it, Scrapclaw!
Nice, yeah. Nice. Definitely kind of exhausted after all the running around and, you know, flipping and stupid shit I just did.
I would get you water, but there's no water here.
Charlie.
It's fine.
Charlie.
You guys were enough. And I give you each a big hug.
Yeah.
Charlie, you have proven yourself brave enough to be worthy of your return. But since we know how much you're close to these friends, we know that you would very much like to stay to help your friends with their trials.
Yep. Plan on doing that anyways.
No. Inky Cap. You seem to be rather chipper about the situation you've all seen of this formerly soulless place. You seem to be rather the most cheery one here.
Well, it's all new, so that's something.
You love new things. Well, this next one is a whole new thing that we've created just for you. You are next.
Oh, hi. Oh.
You start to see your little rift start to crack open behind the shadow, and it's starting. And you see, and now you start to have this headache of being pulled from your mind, and your little fake eyes start to glow.
What if we just talked about it? Couldn't we just talk about it? This seems like it would be more productive if you weren't doing this to hundreds of other people at the same time.
Well, as I tried to tell you before, speech alone is not trustworthy enough to be a true judge of character. You have to look deeper.
Well, I guess we get sucked into the portal then.
Yeah. And now...
Before we get sucked in, can I try and grab one of the hats off of one of the passers-by to bring with us?
Yeah.
Ooh, hats!
Well, I would say since it's full of color now, you grab, like, this tackily bright yellow fedora with you.
Okay.
Yes! Yeah.
And then I'll jump through after the others.
So yeah. Once again, you're back in this trippy, overstimulating, overly colorful rift, whizzing you by... before or yet another whole new reality starts to grow right from your little mushroom friend this time around. And this one, well, at first, the shape starts to look quite a lot like Fun Girl's home planet.
Oh, it's home!
Yeah, but, well, you do see some of, like, the small buildings and such of whatever it is around here. You don't see the other mushrooms.
Hello? I'm gonna put my feet into the ground and stretch out my telepathy through the ground to try and reach all of the other fungi in the area. Hello? Hello?
You don't?
Hello, everybody?
Even if you stretch for the entirety of the planet, you can't find anybody.
Oh, no.
Yes. In fact, if you were to walk closer, you start to see oddly colorful and out-of-place machinery scattered across.
Machinery? Like bulldozers?
Yeah, you do see almost like, sort of like what a human would use to spray a pesticides to their farms.
No! No, 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 no.
And you do see some, like, this tall member of some other alien species. It doesn't have eyes, but it does have a mouth that's maintaining these little things. And you overhear a conversation saying, "This place is probably one of the best planets we've ever terraformed. Yeah, the food is good, the atmosphere is great, and all we had to do was to just get rid of these little... Get rid of just if these odd pieces of fungus and the whole place was ours."
I'm gonna freaking throw my rapid rot at that guy. Try and, like, melt him. Like, he melted my planet.
Roll directly engage.
That would be... Danger. Is that,
Danger.
Danger? Oh, no. I'm not good at this. Oh, boy. That's a 5. Minus 1, which is a 4.
You do see, like, this one of these aliens just grab you and say, "Oh, we missed one." Yeah, you do feel spray. And so far, you don't feel like you're dying yet, but you do hear you notice something as the alien is trying to say, well, nothing personal. Personal. Our empire needs new homes for all these new people in order for us to survive." As you just hear the voice of this alien start to fade, and you feels like all sound is starting to be fuzzy for you as you, and you just can't clearly hear anything.
Can Adam punch the alien?
Yes.
Just lunge forward and knock him away?
Yes, with the same move, in fact.
Good, but I actually am good at danger. Alright, let's see what that's a 12 total.
Pick.
Nice.
Now, you get to pick 2 out of the list. Resist or avoid blows, take something from them, create an opportunity, or impress/surprise/frighten the opposition.
Yeah, so I will, again, frighten. And also, make an opportunity, I believe, is the other one?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, similar to as before, there is no sucking drain. It's just pure force as I knock the guy back, like, 20 feet. And then I'll get in between Fungirl and the other one And I'll try and just see what opportunity am I trying to... I want to try and help shut down the machinery or stop the machinery.
Well...
or make sure that they can't use it.
Well, I would say that if, in order for that, I would say that you knock this alien in the right direction where you start to break one of the machines, and you notice that the wiring seems to come from the ground.
Okay. I have an idea. Can I... There's another alien there, right?
Yeah.
I want to go over to him, and placing my hand on the side of his head, I want to try and memory manipulate him, see if I can find a way to reverse whatever he sprayed.
Roll to unleash your powers with plus freak.
But what's my freak? My freak is not as good. That's a 6 total.
Ooh, failure. Ooh. Yeah. All it does is just make it angry. And it just punches you out of the way. Take a condition. In fact, sorry if it's a bit late, but I think it's appropriate if I give Fun Girl a condition 2 for losing her hearing. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah. That makes sense.
Right, so I'm angry now.
Yeah.
Your disruptions towards our humble farming process will not be tolerated, unidentified creature.
Huh.
A humble farming process is murder!
Wait, that's one of those human thingies. Those want to talk, don't they? They also use a lot of chemicals to harm the small insectoids on their planet. In it for their farming procedures. I read all about it in the Galactic Net.
I didn't mean to interrupt.
It's okay.
Adam doesn't have a great response to that one, actually.
Fun Girl's just gonna start crying, which is just the top of her cap shakes and spores fall out of it, and she is so absolutely devastated, and she cries out to the being, you've killed our family! Our family lived here!
If I may be so bold, I would say that for this panel, would show Fun Girl crying, and then Adam there next to her staring angrily at the alien, with a dark absence starting to fill his eyes.
Wait, Galador? Is our human eyes supposed to do that? And Galador just nods no.
Well, I'm supposed to hurt someone now, so I'm gonna go over, just dash forward to him and grab him by the shoulder and try and drain his vitality.
Well, roll directly to engage. Danger.
Danger. That's a 13.
Well, so yeah, pick 2.
Alright. What were the, sorry, I don't have them written down. What were they again?
Resist or avoid their blows, take something from them, create an opportunity for your allies, and impress, less surprise, or threaten the opposition. Also, I'm going to remind you on our little character sheets, there is a tab for the moves right there at the bottom called Basic Moves.
Excellent. I will use that more frequently.
So, what 2 choices are you picking?
It is also important to note, if you don't choose resist or avoid their blows, then obviously they get to hit you back.
Yes, I will choose resist or avoid their blows and take something.
Well, what are you going to take?
I'd like to absorb their memory of what they're doing here, as well as make them feel weak and lose energy as well. Just make them feel like, not sleepy is the term, but kind of just when you're like very tired and feel like you can't go on.
So yeah, as you do that when you suck this vitality, you do hear saying, hey, what, did we find in our new home yet? Are our family safe? Before it just collapses on the ground.
There could have been room for everybody. We could have lived in harmony.
Very impressive as to how you creatures are able to still understand us without your hearing, I must admit. But spores are rather... always cause a lot of our people to get rather sick and possibly even die. You understand. You should understand this. Right? For survival. As this alien is trying to signal in with almost like a sign language with its hands.
But we also deserve to live. Why didn't you find another place?
We had to abandon our old home fast.
We could have moved. We don't need to have the whole planet. We could have left a spore-free zone for you. Why did you kill our whole family?
Because we didn't know exactly what you were. We were always these poisoned by mushrooms. And we never saw how sentient you all were until the terraforming procedure already started.
So you decided to just keep going anyways?
Yeah, the thing is our population is rapidly growing. And our own leadership it just never seems to agree on anything. Any major changes like that are so slow, and to be frank, like, a lot of members of my species aren't quite as welcome to new neighbors as I am.
So you're not malicious, you're just incompetent.
Alright, fine. I'm doing this because I'm worried that if I don't, I'm gonna get thrown aside by the curb and abandoned by my own family. Emily.
So you were just following orders?
Yes, but I know I shouldn't do this, but the main space of operations is down in the dirt. I'm just gonna warn you that if you're gonna go down there, you could still find some mushrooms, but the other members of my species are not going to be happy.
I'm going to sink into the ground.
All right. I'm just going to make things convenient for you by having, as Fun Girl would sink to the ground, it would open up like a hole that's just barely enough for each of you to crawl in one at a time. And as you go down there, you still see a lot more remnants of what once was. Though it sort of feels like a cave, right? You feel like a few of the, you know, almost like the electric generators of these machines. And you do actually see a few other mushrooms, but they look ill, and they don't seem to be able to communicate like Fun Girl can. And at least not at this moment.
Can I connect with them with my spores?
Well, given the uncertainty, roll Unleash Your Powers.
Okay. That is a 8 plus. Do I have any pluses?
Plus freak.
That's freak. Plus 2. So 10.
Well, you're able. Very nice. Your communication was so strong that you temporarily brought back Gitch for a moment. Inky.
Hello.
It's insane. Terrible. Like these unintelligent things just came in into our galaxy, and we did try to put in some of our more hazardous spores to scare them away, but they just powered on through and retaliated by doing this to all of us.
How do I help?
Destroy that machine right there. But there is one way to help us just for a little bit, but I'm scared of how are they going to retaliate afterwards.
What can we do?
The cores of the machines are here, so damage them and prepare for a fight.
I will do it! Hold on! We can survive!
So
try to go towards the cores.
You do see that all of the various machines are connected towards like this glass container with almost like this green crystal.
Ooh. Can I use a move along in both worlds and try to use the connections of my people and whatever roots are left in the earth to crush it?
Well, I'll let you roll for it.
Cool. Am I rolling superior for this one then?
Yes.
Oh, wow, that was bad. I rolled a 3. Plus 2, which is a 5.
Well, mark potential, and You can see that the roots of the earth are trying their best, but the machines are just things are just stunting their growth enough for them to not reach it.
I don't know what to do, you guys. My people are too weak. I need help.
Let me try. I would like to step over to the machine. Can I use one of the doom powers? The infinite powers? Doom sign, that's the term. Mark my doom track and use an ability from any playbook?
Yes.
So I'll mark that track and use gravity manipulation from the Nova. And I'll stand away from everyone else so that they're not caught up in it. And open the door in my mind just wider and wider. And you watch as just like this kind of emptiness comes out. And the machine in front of me starts to like... Well, if it succeeds, it'll like bulge and rip and tear. We'll find out if it succeeds or not. That's danger, yes?
Yeah.
That's a 9.
Alright. So you said you used one of your doomed moves for this.
Yes, the infinite powers. Do we have a doom tracker in the sheet?
Good. Oh, yeah. Sure isn't.
Alright. So anyway, I would say that you do successfully completely destroy this machine, but it does so pretty loudly, and you can already feel that some of the aliens up above have already noticed what you just did.
Okay. Does this clear my angry to hurt someone break?
Yeah, I'll allow.
Okay. I think immediately afterward, he just, you see, he's very regretful and sad.
Though, after you've done that, the hole that, with the explosion of this machine, burst this big old hole, and some of the aliens come down. And you even see one, a big one, gripping in the torso, the one saying earlier, saying, we hired you and your incompetence and fears to stop this from this exact thing from happening. And I shame on you. Before it just throws it into God knows where. Before it turns its mouth to you. Well, my brothers, I'm afraid, we're going to have to step in up in this toxic territory for a bit. Before we stop these mushrooms from infecting our species. As it gets ready to attack you.
Can I do a big mind blast to try and make them afraid to come close to us?
Yeah. Well, feel free to roll Unleash.
Unleash your powers. Oh, that's not bad. That's a 7 plus 2 is 9.
All right. You can either mark a condition, or I'll tell you how the effect is unstable or temporary.
I guess I should mark another condition. This is scary. I'm gonna be afraid.
You see, like, this big old mind blast, and it really is accelerating the inner fear they have of how the fungus tends to infect them. In fact, that mind blast kind of sort of accelerates it a bit, as you can already see these aliens start to almost like small radioactive spores grow on them as they stand a little too close to you. You Inky Cap, while surrounded by your people like this.
We could have been friends, but you want to exterminate us like we're nothing.
We
are something. We will not go silently into the night.
The galaxy tried to kill us. Our planet is completely destroyed. We were.
Oh, then live in peace with us. Don't murder us for no reason. We did not attack you first.
I have no idea. I would say that you would need to roll provoke someone with superior.
Okie dokie. Ooh, that's an 8 plus 2 is 10.
We do not know how. And we are scared that not all of our species will survive to see it, but alright. Just guide us to where you won't put your spores that are killing us, and we'll try to make do. Please.
Well, most of the planet is dead, so, like, pick a spot.
Well, the thing is, the surface is sick. And this farm isn't like this, but there is still so much land that our terraforming has not gone so well. Well, and a lot of our people suffered, so I will grant you permission to find these people and bring them to your safe zones. Just...
Okay.
While the alien has no eyes and is just like a jaw mouth, you can already see how it just feels scared and a little sad. And the few mushroom people that are around you just walk up towards you. You glow some kind of mushroom color that represents happiness. This and cheer you on.
Yeah. And I'm gonna go up to the alien and be like, it is sad and scary to lose our homes and our place in the world. But we can find new homes and new places.
Yeah, just...
As long as we work together.
Yeah, I just try not to let our own fears hurt anyone else again.
Me too. And I'm not going to shake his hand because I'll poison him.
So, you feel this relief, and you start to feel... to see the environment slowly fade back into the starry cosmos.
Thanks for helping, you guys.
I handled that pretty amazingly, I have to say.
It's not how I would have liked.
Well, afterthought, I'm really glad you're good at danger.
I'm not.
You saved my people. I couldn't have destroyed that machine by myself. I'm glad you were here. And I give him a hug.
He just blushes for a second.
And so, the shadow just appears, is again, while you're doing this thing. Seems so... You seem to know your stuff a bit better than we may have thought. Now, what we were planning... We are planning to have Flexiboy next. But I'd be lying to saying that we may be a little bit more interested in you, Adam, more than the rest. It's just something so familiar about you.
Rather not, if that's alright.
You still have one more calling things before you face your trial, and at the rate you're going, you will have quite the audience towards our master.
Audience, you say?
Yes.
Master?
Yes.
Can you let all the other people go, then?
That is only the master's decision, and you shall simply have to wait till you meet him before... You make such early.
Well, I think he's very rude.
Yeah, I second that.
I third that.
I'd warn your master to be careful what he tampers with.
Well, yes. He is, after all, well, he has find himself stuck in a few interesting places. Before it disappears. And the fact that those words are particular... Taylor almost raise just a small nick in that little haunted skull of Adams. So, I will say that this will be the end of part one, but before we go, let's do our end of session moves.
Yes.
So, one by one. One, you pick one of three options. Did you feel like you grow closer to the team, grow away from the team, or grow into your own image of yourself?
Each one of us says it?
Yeah.
Or do we answer as a group?
Each one of you picks each one individually.
And we say this out loud?
Yeah, one at a time.
Okay, I can go first. I would definitely say Charlie grew into his own image of himself this time around. Not just because, you know, he had his whole team behind him telling him, you know, you can be unique and... You know, even if people do, you know, don't, you know, have the same image that of you as if you had powers, you know, everyone, you know, what you do still matters. You're still a hero who saves people. So I feel like that has made him, you know, a better hero.
Yes, beautiful. And as for the mechanical effect, you get to shift one label up and one label down.
Yes.
Yeah, and get used to that label shift, since while I didn't really do it in this session, I am probably planning to mess with your labels a bit more in the next.
Yes.
Alright, who's next?
I can go next.
Alright. Did you go closer, grow away, or grow into your own image?
I think she grew closer with the group, because we went to my planet, and the group helped me save people they don't even know, like, even a little bit. They're on a totally different planet, and they still were, like, trying to help me save my people.
All right. Now, can you explain in just one person that made you feel a little bit more welcome than anyone else?
I think that was probably, Adam, or Afterthought.
All right, just pick one of those two, because you'll be giving influence to that character if they don't already have it.
Yeah, Afterthought, which is Adam.
Well, Adam and Afterthought are the same
people. Sorry.
Right.
And as for you, you either get to clear a condition or mark another point of potential. Your choice.
I have a lot of potential, so I'm going to clear away one of these conditions. Clear away hopelessness.
Okay.
What can we do with potential, by the way?
Well, once you get fill up five out of five potential, you get it one of the advancements that's listed below on your playbook, which can involve taking another move from your playbook, taking another move from another playbook, or a few other benefits like the moment of truth.
Also, sorry, there is a bit of a mistake. You are at three potential. Somehow an extra got added on accident.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay.
I probably added one at the same time as somebody else added it to me.
A common mistake happens to the best of us.
Great. Well, who's next?
I could go next. I definitely think he grew more into the image of himself, not necessarily in a good way, because he definitely thinks of himself as a danger, and I think this particularly today he showed how easy it is to be dangerous, and how dangerous he really can be. So I think he's become more attuned to that image of himself.
Well, it seems like you're aiming to put danger up to the max at +3, but you gotta pick another label to go down.
Unfortunately, let's find out. Oh, I think we'll drop Savior down one and Danger up one.
Yeah, seems very appropriate. Was it Scrap Claw or Flexi Boy that needs to go now?
Me.
Yeah.
So Flexi Boy. Yeah, I think that Flexiboy also grew into his own image of himself. Essentially, when they got to the Mirrorverse and they saw the full spectrum of what's going on, the full capacity of what's going on. I think the fact that he was absolutely terrified, but also ready to at a minute's notice jump into any portal after anybody to help them through whatever is going on. And I think that sort of in the back of his mind, slightly reassuring that his instinct, at least still at this point in his very short hero career, is to be that hero. And so I think his savior will go up and his freak will go down.
All right. And now that covers it for our brief first glimpse into the Mirrorverse. Iris, thank you all for those who have decided to spend a short time to listen to us. And be sure to come back next time as we will truly see the final fate of our heroes. Knows of if they will complete the remaining two trials, or will they remain lost in the Mirrorverse?